Sasha Banks' non-WWE future has been revealed. Big E has a new backstage role. Chris Jericho has been buried by a Hall of Famer, and more. It's Thursday morning, and what better way to start the day than getting caught up on all the latest wrestling news? I'm Liam Winard for WrestleTalk.com, and this is our audio news bulletin for July 14th, 2022. The Sasha Banks WWE release saga has been going on for weeks now, but it seems like there's more evidence than ever right now to suggest she is gone from WWE. Yesterday, Banks was announced for Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, C2E2, on August 6th and 7th, which will be her first public appearance since walking out of WWE Raw in May. Fightful Select has provided an update on Banks' status when it comes to taking bookings. Many wrestling conventions obviously reached out to Banks about the potential of making appearances, but found out something rather interesting, which is that Banks will not be taking any wrestling-related appearances until January 1st, 2023. It is not yet known whether that's just her personal choice or if it's something contractual. Banks' release still hasn't been confirmed by WWE officially, but as we've noted many times now, she and Naomi were removed from WWE's internal roster recently. They remain listed as active members of the SmackDown roster on WWE.com. One wrestling promoter told Fightful they couldn't imagine her not being released at this point, and that is still the impression WWE talent is under as well. Big E has been out of the ring since March after suffering a broken neck, but he appears to have landed himself a new role in WWE. The company made the announcement that it will be holding a tryout for college athletes on SummerSlam weekend, where over 50 athletes will try to impress WWE officials to win developmental contracts. Among those WWE officials will be Big E, who is set to be at the tryouts to help evaluate the athletes. Triple H will be leading the team in that regard. In an interview that accompanied the announcement, he told ESPN that doctors do expect him to make a full recovery, but he is expected to be out of the ring for at least one full year. He also added that Ridge Holland, who gave E a belly-to-belly suplex, which is what led to him breaking his neck, sent him a package of red meat to apologise. Big E said that he doesn't actually eat red meat, so he gave it to a friend, but he appreciated the gesture nonetheless and has no ill feelings towards Holland. A WWE Hall of Famer took to Twitter during last night's Dynamite to put Chris Jericho on blast. Jericho cut an in-ring promo ahead of his Barbed Wire Everywhere death match with Eddie Kingston next week, but one man who took exception to his words were Ric Flair. Flair posted a screenshot of Jericho, who had called himself a living legend during his promo, and tweeted, "Living legend in your own mind, Shawn Michaels wannabe, Ric Flair never will be, woo, where did you buy that cheap suit? Obviously not from Gentleman's Playbook." It's unclear whether this is a shoot, or the first thing that actually crossed my mind, Ric Flair still doesn't have an opponent announced for his last match ever, so just maybe this is setting that up. In other little bits of news, staying on the topic of last night's AEW Dynamite, which was the first night of Fighter Fest, Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland won the AEW World Tag Team Championship. Lee dedicated the match to a friend of his who has been diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. Britt Baker referenced the supposed real-life heat with Thunder Rosa in a backstage interview segment. Baker and Jamie Hayter confronted Rosa and Toni Storm, the duo known as Thunderstorm, and Baker said the best way to deal with a thunderstorm is with sandbags, so she gave them a literal physical sandbag. This came after Rosa had been accused of sandbagging during a recent match with Marina Shafir, and Baker actually liked a tweet that had claimed that, so she seemingly agreed with it. Dustin Rhodes missed last night's show due to illness. Rhodes also recently said that he'd be interested in taking on a coach role in Ring of Honor. Mike Chioda revealed that one of Vince McMahon's rules is that referees aren't allowed to have visible tattoos. Tamina offered to teach Cardi B how to wrestle. Cardi B has made it no secret that she's a big WWE fan, and her latest song included a reference to Tamina's father, Jimmy Snuka. WWE reportedly wanted Cardi B to perform at SummerSlam last year, but it fell through. Claudio Castagnoli said he always knew from the moment he left WWE that he wanted to join AEW. Claudio said that before his debut, he was training to be a powerlifter, so he had to change things up to get into peak ring condition. And AJ Ferrari, who is a WWE Next in Line signee, was dismissed from his college wrestling team after allegations of sexual assault. Be sure to stay tuned to WrestleTalk.com throughout the day to keep up with all the news from the world of pro wrestling, and I'll see you tomorrow morning for another roundup.